The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive, live from Taconic. Yes, we do this once a month. This is like a treat for me to come out here at Taconic and see this beautiful studio. I just wish that all of you could see it. It's state of the art. The students come in early. They're running the show. Mr. Choquette and Mr. Rob, they're here. But the kids are doing this, the students are doing it, and that makes me happy because they're excited, and obviously I'm excited. And today I have somebody been chasing her around for 2 years now to come on the show. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. Her name is Tammy Gage. And Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for finally coming.
Absolutely.
I was planning on just sitting in your office until you came. But I let me just ask you, what is your official title? I know it's your business card's this big, but seriously, what's your official title?
It changed a little bit this year. It's Assistant Superintendent of College and Career Readiness, and I oversee the college and career pathways. And this year we added student support.
Oh, cool.
That includes our school counselors, or school adjustment counselors, nurses, registration, athletics, a few other departments.
Oh, cool. And then what you've done, and I know I don't mean to embarrass you, but what you and Dr. Bishop and Angela, the vice principal, whose last name just slipped out of
Johansson.
It. Thank you. What a mind. It's a terrible thing to lose. If anybody finds mine, drop it off at the Taconic. What a job you guys are doing. And all the teachers here.
Absolutely.
I mean, really and truly, trades now are the big word.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
When I was, well, of course, I had Plato and Methuselah was in my classes. But it was college. And now trades are, in my opinion, elevated to the level they've always should have been. Because I worked in the shop. I saw, you know, guys running machines and lathes. And so I would like to just say, this is my opinion. Oh, I got to say that. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, or the person riding their bicycle at the 32 degrees up to BCC. It's really amazing what you guys have done. Opening this school, you and Dr. Bishop, and where it's at today. It's amazing.
Well, it's definitely a testament to our community.
Oh, absolutely. The people of Pittsfield, they should be so proud of this mm-hmm. institution.
Absolutely. All the effort and the time, the previous superintendents, previous mayors
yes.
that saw the vision for providing increased opportunities for our students.
Right.
It's really remarkable. So that was $120 million well spent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they had to be visionaries. They had to see mm-hmm. this coming. And as I was thinking on the way out this morning, the people of Pittsfield should be very proud of mm-hmm. Taconic High School. And I'll put out a shout. George Haddad bringing in Toyota certification to the mm-hmm. mechanics program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. George Haddad has been a remarkable partner since the very beginning, and we are very fortunate to have over 150 program advisories for our 15 programs. And that's really I believe the strength our CTE teachers, our students, and our partners, our industry partners.
I mean, you have LEDCO, you have, I mean...
Berkshire Health Systems, Berkshire Community College, hundreds of employers that provide co-op opportunities and their expertise, PCTV, who's responsible for, in large part, to the development of this program.
And it's the future. I mean, college, there's always going to be room. But AI, and, you know, we were talking to the audience, so we were talking a little bit before the show about AI is going to replace a lot. They're never going to replace humans on television. They're never going to replace humans in the background. There will be some things they'll do, but I can remember when Dr. McCandless was here trying to save this program, and the people in Boston, the visionaries in Boston, they perhaps didn't think the program was worthwhile. But how long have you been in this current position?
I started as the assistant superintendent in 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And we opened the new building in 2018.
And any bumps along the way?
None. I still have a punch list. So, yeah, it's been incredible. We're looking at a 10-year anniversary coming up in a few years.
I know. And to me, the people who've been the most involved with this, yourself, Dr. Bishop, and all the teachers here, and a lot of the school committee, the president, Oni Dan, and, Kathy, that took some doing to do this.
It really did. So this coming fall, it will be all CTE. All CTE. And the reason that decision was made and the school committee voted on it was the demand from students. And we're still seeing that demand. So we just completed the CTE admission cycle for this coming class of 2030 and received over 300-plus applications. We've accepted 250, and so we just encourage our parents to continue to apply and also to consider Pittsfield High School, which has some amazing programs as well, early college and engineering and legal studies. So the idea that one school is college and one school is trades is false. They're all pathways that can lead to very rewarding careers. And also higher education opportunities, which we're really proud of because we didn't want that division to say, well, pick this school or that school. It really is about what is your interest? What are you passionate about? What do you really want to learn more about? And how can we provide that those opportunities for you? So it's the curriculum, it's the credentials, but it's also those partners that I spoke about, giving those co-op opportunities, internship opportunities. The world of work is changing at a rapid pace, and it's important that our students have the ability to think and to be flexible in their thinking and work as a team. And, you know, you mentioned AI earlier.
Right.
That is changing the way that we work. So it's our charge to provide as many learning opportunities and experiences for our students so that they graduate not just with a plan, but with a vocation.
With skills, applicable skills. That's one of the things. Now, you know, I have to go back and have you it sounds self-explanatory, but it's a medical term that you have now made an educational term, pathways. And to me, that's such a better description of education. You know, here's your pathway. And I had a question right there. I love the term pathways, and will you explain how they work?
So pathways are programs. People use them interchangeably. But essentially, it's a scope and sequence of curriculum, where our students are immersed at Taconic in 900-plus hours of technical study, but also employment readiness and technology awareness and personal and social skills, so that when they graduate, they have multiple credentials, multiple skills, and then they have a greater awareness. So it's not necessarily if I am in culinary, my choice is to be a chef. There are many opportunities. There's food sciences, food development. You can own your own business.
Sure.
All of those types of occupations and skills within those clusters, it's really important students know if you're in multimedia and production, there are thousands of opportunities that exist from this, the program that you're in.
And to me, it's expanded education. You know, your college prep or your technical, or when I was in school, your vocational. But these pathways, like a kiddo's coming to Taconic, you run them through, they cycle through all the different programs.
Absolutely.
And then they decide what they're passionate about, what they're interested in, what they think. And to me, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in ninth grade, our students participate in what we call Career Exploratory. And they spend time moving through different programs, learning about the safety, the careers that they can go into, the skills that are necessary, the education that's necessary. And once they're exposed to those different types of programs, they make a decision in the spring. And with that decision, they commit to a program of study for the next 3.5 years and learn all about those types of industries within that cluster.
And to me, preparing them for their lives, for their futures, and that to me, we've said this too, that with AI today, a lot of people, parents especially, and I think the Pittsfield school system, you know, and has such a plethora of things that you can take. But the beauty of it, and I don't think this gets enough press, the beauty of it is what you just explained. They come out here and they cycle through everything. And the same at PHS?
Absolutely.
Think about that.
It's skills that they can carry into multiple decisions that they'll make throughout their postgraduate career.
Right.
I have a niece who graduated from the culinary department. She earned her bachelor's from Elms. She's in early education. So, and I have hundreds of examples like that. Students that graduate from advanced manufacturing and then go on to plumbing, then are master plumbers. So it really is about their interests, but also skill building and the ability to learn about multiple careers.
Yes.
And multiple pathways, because pathways don't stop when you graduate.
Right.
You continue to learn, and whether that's on the job, in an apprenticeship program, in the military, or in higher ed, all of those transitions are possible, which is really the exciting part.
It really is, and it's a holistic approach to education, not like when I was in school, you're a college prep. Well, my senior year, I had one course to take because I had already taken, and it was U.S. history, and then study, and I knew Billy too well. Billy be drifting out the back door. So I went into distributive education, and I took my history course, but then I went to work every day at 1 o'clock and at England Brothers department store. That was an education in and of itself, learning the business, the real end, not the school end. You had the school pieces, And then when you went to work, you put those pieces in place. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm such a big, big supporter of Taconic and PHS.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Those types of learning experiences on the job. We mentioned co-op, the internships, the job shadows. It's not just about learning the skills on the job, but how to work and work expectations.
Yeah.
And giving students the confidence and the ability to go and advocate for themselves and really put themselves out there and take some risks.
Yeah.
That's
and hone their skills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I years ago, I was in the National Academy. They used to say one of those things, see it, hear it, do it.
Mm.
Those are all pieces that, and that's what you're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I look at these young people, because, you know, at the PCTV studios, they made me wear mittens and not touch any buttons because my technical skills are not heralded as they should be. I can turn my cell phone on and off without assistance. I have been informed by people in the system here. Mm-hmm. You're a heck of a grant writer.
I do write a few grants.
You brought in a lot of money.
Well, yes. You know, this is an amazing school,
and
we were very fortunate that the city invested the money that they did.
Yes.
And I believe we are absolutely seeing the return of investment with the number of students that are graduating, going into the world of work, going to higher ed, and just the partnerships that we formed. And the work continues. I mean, as I mentioned, we're going on our 10th anniversary in a few years, and equipment changes.
Yes.
Safety features change, technology changes, and we're fortunate to have partners at the state level, the Executive Office of Education under Associate Commissioner LePage, who has invested, granted us thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars so that we can upgrade our equipment. We recently received a $1 million grant. We're going on 2 years now to upgrade our equipment in metal fabrication and to buy new equipment for horticulture. And if you happen by the horticulture building, we're also building a garage to house that equipment. So those are the types of partnerships and opportunities we had given to us by the state, and that was through a grant, the Capital Skills Grant. And we continue to, you know, I'll ask anybody.
Yeah. Well, and I have to tell you, now that you mentioned horticulture, Mr. Callahan, right?
Yes.
We bought flowers there in the spring, and they finally passed in the end of October. We were here for Christmas. We got our wreaths and our Christmas balls, and you're right. I think you get the money because anybody that comes out here and looks at what you are doing with the money, say, you know what, this is an investment. This is a good investment, you know, metal fabrication, we have Lenco. Now, in my young life, I traveled all over the world, and I bumped into Lenco. I would see Lenco armored cars or vehicles all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're training kids to do, work at Lenco, and other places, as we said with George Haddad, and getting that Toyota certification, you can go anywhere in the country.
Absolutely. That's the part of our program that I think really gives it the rigor.
Yes.
Inviting our partners in to talk about what the expectations are, because, as I mentioned, the technology is changing.
Oh, yeah.
So in order to teach that, we really do rely on our partners to identify trends, identify equipment that is absolutely necessary. And to do that, we do need to replace equipment. So that's where our grants come in.
Sure.
To continue to develop and build out those programs.
And now, are there new programs in the offering?
So we have applied for a pretty substantial grant, again, to the Executive Office of Education for plumbing. And hopeful for a successful application. We're going to hear hopefully soon this spring about whether that will happen or not. So that has been all of the trades. You know, there's a critical shortage.
Sure.
So Governor Baker developed these career technical institutes. And this year we are this is our third cohort in landscaping. So we're offering adult training at night as well.
Oh, that is so great.
And that was always the vision of Representative Farley Bouvier and previous administrators, that Taconic be open 24/7 because it is a sizable investment.
Yeah.
And we are fortunate to have what we have, but there are shortages that we have to address, even with, you know, the number of graduates that we have. So we had a welding cohort, an auto body cohort, and then this March, we launched the landscaping, and we've applied for additional funds to keep those adult trainings happening into, I think, 2028.
Wow. Well, you know, when I was a kid, PHS always ran vocational courses at night. A lot of the older guys would come back from the service and learn how to be machinists, and then they would. I worked at Beloit when it was here, and they would learn their trade at PHS at night. So I think that's a brilliant idea because we need the people.
Absolutely.
You know, kind of a war story for the audience. A friend of mine was redoing their mother's house and getting a plumber to finish the job. Another friend of mine, we were doing a redoing our kitchen and downstairs bathroom, and I got a general contractor, and I said, I don't want to know anything. Just here's the due date, here's the end date. And a friend of mine was going to do it himself. So I saw his wife in the grocery store. I said, how's it going? She said, well, if he doesn't get that commode out of my living room, I'm going to divorce him. So, because he couldn't get a plumber. So plumbers, electricians, tradespeople.
Absolutely.
Even to get your car fixed today is a wait. So, and I also have to take a minute and say, I never come in this school, and this school's busy all day and night with something. I never come in this school that it isn't spotless. To your maintenance
staff
here. Oh, man, Mr. Drury and his crew. I can't say enough because I'm an old Army guy. So when I – operative word, old. When I come in, I look first to the floors. I don't know. But they're spotless, and they have people on them all the time.
Yeah, they worked miracles during COVID, I can tell you that.
Oh.
That was a monumental job across the schools. So
yeah.
I give them all the credit.
Yeah. Yeah, and you you know, you need to take some credit, too, because and Dr. Bishop, and I know you guys are kind of shy, but these people make this work every day. And, you know, I get a little miffed at times. You know, after the break, I'll express my miffness. I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it one. But if you're a parent in the Pittsfield system, or you want to be in the Pittsfield system, definitely check it out, because what I see every time I come here, there's kids, there's students, I shouldn't say kids, students here right now didn't have to be here. They were here early for this. I saw other people, other students here waiting to get in to do something else in there. So there's a community here.
Absolutely.
To Khan community, mm-hmm. from the teachers to the custodians to everybody, to the students. You sense it when you come in.
I think that's true of all our schools.
Yeah,
I really
well,
do. Our high schools were very fortunate to have what we have. We are developing new programming at our middle schools, which is really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And under Dr. Phillips' leadership, there are great opportunities to be had for Pittsfield Public Schools.
I agree 100%. I had Dr. Phillips on here. She was courageous enough to come on with me. Evidently, people didn't fill her in. But I was totally impressed with her philosophy and approach to today's education.
Mm.
And I stress that because, you know, it was right after I think we canceled school for something. Or it was bad weather.
Mm.
Not for some, but for bad weather. And, of course, the internet. When I went to school, we walked the snow up to our chin. Well, not really. but then it was, and you may remember, no, you're not as old. It was up to the parent to make the decision whether to send their kid to school
mm-hmm.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
The buses were running, and, you know, and I think back that the poor people that have to make that decision today, they're going to get criticized no matter what decision they make.
Right. And I know that it's decided as a region, so that's a real challenge in the winter months. It's a real challenge.
I remember one of the custodians said that Dr. McCandless was at like 5 in the morning, drove out here to, you know. So, don't criticize till you walk a mile in their shoes because I try not to because I just think it's too easy to criticize today, and everybody's got an opinion, you know. But we're going to be taking a break here. I am here today, for those just tuning in, this is Assistant Deputy Superintendent Gage. She's in charge of everything other than purchasing new brooms. I do want to say, too, we are at Taconic. This is live, being produced by the students at Taconic. And I couldn't be prouder of them or prouder of this school. I really couldn't. They just are amazing individuals, the students, the teachers, and there isn't really anything they can't do in this realm of production. And they got a couple of wonderful teachers, Rob Dumay and Mr. Choquette. Rob, I've known, let me see, what was the ARC? No, not quite that long, but he helped get the animals for the ARC. We'll be back in just a minute. We're going to take a break. This is WTBR Morning Drive, live at Taconic, and I would ask you to stay tuned because I have a lot more questions of what's going on at Taconic, newer programs. We heard about the horticulture program, and I will tell you, spring is here. When they have their plant sale, get out because we bought them and they lasted until October, and that was even on the graves. So they do a wonderful, wonderful job at that program and all their programs. And it's a school that's got a soul. It really does. When you come in, you sense it from the kids outside waiting to come in to when you get in. And everybody seems to be pulling the wagon in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, is that unique. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. WTBR Morning Drive, live from Taconic.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sontrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sontrini.com.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Checking local air quality can be as simple as checking your forecast, so you'll know if you're good to go or if you might need to limit your outdoor activities. Visit airnow.gov online or download the app to your phone for real-time air quality index reports, or visit breatheeasyberkshires.org to see real-time readings from air quality monitors set up across Pittsfield and learn more about how air quality affects your health. Breathe Easy Berkshires is a program of Berkshire Environmental Action Team.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. I am here today at Taconic High School. Live from Taconic High School, and my guest today is someone I have the utmost respect for and admiration, because her name is Deputy Superintendent Tammy Gage, and she got a lot of other things behind it, and it goes on and on and on. I used to carry her business card, but now I can't push the wheelbarrow anymore. But she's an amazing person, and we're here at Taconic, an amazing high school. There's no other – amazing is what it is. From leadership under Dr. Bishop and the whole team down there, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention Bev Nance, who's Bev – Bev has been a stalwart of Taconic forever, and I think the world of her. But I'm going to turn it over to Tammy right now, Miss Gage, to explain the teachers that make this educational opportunity a living, live thing. Tammy, please.
Thank you. So our CT teachers do have to go through courses and licensure to become CTE teachers. But in addition to that, and this is something that I'm not sure is clear to everyone, they have had to work in their industry
Yes.
for a number of years, most of the licenses are 5 years plus.
Right.
They also have to have licensure within their industry. So an example of that is our electrical teachers have to hold a master electrician's license. Our nurses have to be registered nurses and keep that licensure in addition to their teaching license. And I think that's important because it shows a level of commitment that our teachers have, and I think that's why we're so successful and students are, these programs are in demand. It is a testament to our teaching staff who are committed to their craft. And to see, you know, in interviews when I've asked people that come from industry, because it's not a increase.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know, an electrician doesn't come to teaching and say, oh, okay, I'll make more money. It's usually the opposite. But in any case, the question is asked, you know, what draws you to teaching? And it's they want to see the next generation.
Right.
Because everything that their career gave them, they want to give back to students. And I think that is remarkable. Another person that I don't think we say her name enough or give credit enough to is our CT supervisor, Marcy Simons.
Oh, yes.
Marcy
absolutely
really is the engine that makes everything run. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Admissions and programming and just making sure that everything is operating as it should. So I can't say enough good things about Ms. Simons, and who also holds a registered nursing license. She came from teaching.
Yeah.
She was our co-op coordinator, and now she's our supervisor. So really fantastic veteran staff that we're so fortunate to have. Because there are, if you look at career and technical education across the state, you know, finding teachers in these types of industries, it's a very specific field.
Yeah.
So we are grateful for our partners who have helped us conduct outreach so that we can bring on veteran staff to teach our students.
Think about what it takes. First of all, they have to be licensed to be a teacher. But in their trade, they've had the license and the reach master or whatever, RN, they've had to do it. And bringing the real life skills and experiences to the learning is part of the strength of Taconic's programs, in my opinion. And boy, I'll tell you, she may not like you after this, because I'm going to be chasing her down for my last show in April.
Oh, fantastic.
Marcy,
please do.
Oh, no, I will. And don't tell her because then I'll have to go sit in her office for 2 years. But, I happen to know Bill DeMarco. He's done electrical work for me. You're right. I mean, I'm sure he could be making more money being an electrician than he could, than he is in the board and teaching. But I can see him as a teacher.
Yes, absolutely.
There are certain people that's their true vocation to share.
I agree.
And in the programs, I remember it was Dr. McCandless took us on a tour one time. The medical portion of the, it's like a hospital.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's truly beautiful.
Absolutely. It is. It is. The health technology program has always had great student demand, and our students go on to become certified nursing assistants, and then they can continue their studies and education in a nursing program or a medical program. We are just really fortunate to have the space that we have and to partner with Berkshire Health Systems and the surrounding healthcare industry because, as you know, that's also an area that has great need and continues to have great need.
And for them to come and be teachers when they could be nurses making a lot more money.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be all about money, in a way, but you have to live, and you have to pay your bills and things like that. And to me, it's when you see these tradespeople come again, it's hear it, see it, do it. Hands-on trades, they're in big demand today. I remember one time this guy said to me, he said, I got a PhD, but I can't change a tire. And I said, well, don't get a flat.
Yeah.
Or sign up for AAA. But it's true.
So you'll hear me say this, Bill, and
I
Marcy's probably cringing right now, to be honest with you, because I've said it so much. But I'd like to address a few myths, if that's okay.
Sure. Please.
So one of my responses when parents or community say, well, they like to work with their hands. And the flip side of that is, well, maybe they're not as academically inclined. And so my challenge to that is neurosurgeons work with their hands.
That's right.
And toddlers work with their hands. Everyone works with their hands. Bakers, engineers.
Oh, excellent.
So it's not an indication of ability or aptitude. It really is just part of what their interest in what they're engaged in. So the myth around vocational education is that it's easier. And that, you know, there are many programs that we offer for students that are engaged in engineering or health technology or IT, food science, electrical. I mean, we have 15 programs at Taconic, all that can take different, can send a student into different pathways after graduation.
Sure.
And what we really want to promote is this idea that there is rigor and that there is value in every single program.
Sure.
And to invite parents to think about non-traditional careers and students to think about non-traditional careers. We need more women in engineering and science. We need more women in the trades. We need more persons of color across all industries. So it's important that we address those myths and to say every single program that we offer is challenging, it's demanding, but, you know, we want to see students succeed where they find spaces that they feel successful.
Well, and I can't agree with you more. We have to open our blinders. You know, I'm an old man, in case you didn't notice. I used to have long, blonde, curly hair, and I got a skull. But empty skull. But I think too often some people are not living in the 21st century. You know, I'll tell you, we used to, my wife and I, we owned a parent-teacher store called My Teacher's Closet. And this lady came, you made me think of this. This lady came in and said, oh, I have a teenager. And she's a tomboy. And I don't pay attention to this. I said, so I want to get her something that she'd be interested in, that's different, that's scientific. So I said, well, one of the things that I get a kick out of is an ant farm. If you ever saw an ant farm, it's amazing. You can watch them forever. It's like watching TV. Ouch, she said. She's a girl. Oh, I picked that up in the beginning. You said something different, scientific. Yes, but an ant farm? Don't you have anything like that she could sit down at a table with? And I said, she could watch the ant farm. But anyhow, I didn't make the sale. But again, she was halfway on board to what you're saying. I mean, I think I think I told you about the girl. She, I'll never forget her. She went into welding, and she's probably a nurse. That her goal was to be a nurse practitioner, and this is how she'd pay for it.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, some of these students, and I say this to parents and grandparents, maybe grandparents especially. They're thinking way beyond what we thought when we were in school.
I agree.
They're planning, some of them are planning their futures in the 9th grade, 10th grade. And Our school system in Pittsfield, I get so tired of hearing people put it down. Our school system in Pittsfield offers students so many opportunities to do whatever they want. Advanced placement. We have more, I think, than anybody. I could be wrong with that, but I'm just saying. I don't want to be a commercial for the system, but I do get kind of run down when I hear negative things, because I know how, you know, I refer to her as the Polish princess. She taught for over 40 years. And so I know the quality of the teaching staff and the people. Mm-hmm. And you do, too. You're right in it. And you're a perfect example. You and Dr. Bishop, they should put your statues out in front.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, don't tell them I said that. But, how does the system better sell itself?
So, you know, it's always challenging. Feedback is great. It only, you know, makes us look at our systems and and improve.
Yeah.
But it is important that we provide as much information in different ways that we can, you know, access and continuing to think about that.
Yeah.
How do we reach families so that they have an opportunity to learn more? And continue that communication, not just from when the decision is made going into a pathway, but continuing. So I know that our teachers send out newsletters to families. They invite them into the program to be part of lessons. And all of those things are important. I really believe it's about meeting people where they're at. Growing up, I didn't have an idea of exactly what I wanted to do. So I talk about circle of influence. If you are surrounded by your family's full of nurses, well, maybe you think, well, maybe I want to be a nurse.
Right, right.
So things like Career Exploratory and Taconic and PHS do a fantastic job of reaching down into the middle school and doing career fairs for sixth graders and doing...
That's so cool.
Having our high schoolers go in and talk to seventh graders about what their experience could be, and having eighth grade tours, all of those types of career events, career development events are important. So students have a greater awareness of, wow, I could see myself doing that.
Yeah.
Or I belong there. Yeah. That person is doing it. I belong there. So increasing representation throughout our teaching staff, that's really important. Diversifying people that are providing those opportunities.
Sure.
All of that, I think, lends itself to families having a greater awareness and students having a greater awareness of what the possibilities are.
And again, it opened the door to them. I love what you do here in this respect, that they go through the different shops to see what their tickles their fancy, you know, and then they make a decision. And that, to me, whoever thought of doing that, probably you and...
actually part of, if you have five or more vocational programs, you have to offer Career Exploratory.
Oh, cool.
Which is, we're really proud of... that system and that program.
Oh,
and Ms.
Man,
Simons, again, I'll bring her name up. She's totally responsible for how that runs.
Her name again?
Ms. Simons.
Ms. Simons. it's just brilliant to do that, because before they rule something, I don't want to do electronics. It's too hard. Mm-hmm. Until they get in there and see, and then see the teachers and experience it. Or nursing. Yeah, to me, and the other part, too, I have to say this. From my old life, I ran the Violent Youthful the DOJ's Violent Youthful Offender Program. I implemented it. I drew the short straw. But I have to tell you how, and this is kind of out to parents and grandparents and kiddos, how important attendance is. Now, I know we got an attendance problem, but I applaud the superintendent, Dr. Phillips, bringing back the attendance people that got, they all got let go there at one budget situation or something. Because if that's an issue, let's address it. Mm-hmm. But I would also say to parents, and I just happen to, I don't want to turn this in. I know of a situation where the young fella just didn't want to go to school. And it was a internal family thing. But anyhow, she got him up and back in school. But it was the parent who did it, not the school. So I think we need to spread the load.
Yeah, anytime we have an opportunity to partner with parents and help remove barriers, we want to do that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the attendance coordinators, but there is staff
all throughout
our school adjustment counselors,
yeah.
Our principals, they're making calls. Our teachers, they're
yeah.
conducting outreach because attendance does matter. You're absolutely right. Students with chronic absenteeism are more likely to drop out. Students with chronic absenteeism are more likely to have a whole host of barriers that they face once they drop out. So it is an indicator
yeah.
of future, you know, success. So it's all of our responsibility, and we look at that really.
Yeah.
But we absolutely want to partner with
yeah.
our parents and our community to help find solutions. It's a very complex problem.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to step on you.
No, it's okay.
My experience was in the youthful offender program, about 65 to 70% of the had awful attendance, and so it can create a downward spiral for the individual child too.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, I'd do anything to help a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or student or child. I don't know. I'm too old to learn all these new words. But, again, if the parent can reach out to the school, too.
Absolutely. We would want that.
Yeah.
Because it is our charge to help in any way that we can.
And I can speak from my relationship with the Pittsfield school system and the various people in it. I've never met anybody who wasn't willing to help. And I mean that, I pledge myself to never met anybody who wasn't a teacher, an administrator, willing to help if asked. You know? My father, God rest his soul, he said when I became a father, two things: be a role model for your kid, right, and get them the best education you can. And I think the system in Pittsfield is going through some transition,
yes.
But I think it's for the better. We kind of know what we were doing wasn't working out as well as we wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
So it took courage, I think. I know there's pushback. Believe me, I've been around a long time. Anytime you change your socks, there's pushback. So, but seriously, I don't want to. What you've done and all the people associated with this system, Taconic and PHS, and thank you for bringing that out, because PHS has its own pathways.
They do.
You know?
They do.
And someday I'm going to call you and just let the old guy walk through his old quarters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We would love that.
Well, I have fond memories of PHS. And also I have fond memories of, they used to call it DECA, Distributive Education, something. CA, whatever it meant. But that was for a lot of us, and that was that's what probably kept me in school at the time. You know, and I applaud all the teachers here and all the people connected with the whole system. It's a tough world, and it's a tough job. And what you've done and bringing in grants, I mean, I think people need to know about that. You don't know. You brought in a lot of money.
Well, again, we're fortunate to have the partners that we have that have made a significant investment in Pittsfield Public Schools. I mentioned the Executive Office of Education, but DESE has also provided many opportunities to improve our curriculum, our professional development, support services for students, and as well as our local community. They've provided grants. So, again, I'll ask anyone if there's a need. But that work will continue because it's important.
It's important. So, we only got a couple minutes. Is there an HVAC program?
There is not. So, Superintendent Brosnan of McCann Tech he applied for a grant and he opened an HVAC program.
Okay.
I think this is the second year it's running. So, we're very fortunate that building has gone up. And, like I said, we've applied for a plumbing program and we're very hopeful that we're successful.
And is there talk to expand Taconic or no?
Well,
I try to watch the school committee meetings, but sometimes
we've added eight programs in 7 years.
I know.
I lost count. So we're expanding, absolutely.
Oh, no, I know that, but physically.
Physically, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either. I try to stay awake, but sometimes I don't.
There's a few building projects going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love the horticulture. That was brilliant. That really and truly. Now, it's a total, sorry about that, guys in there, total landscape situation. Mm. Where they have to have a garage for the people out there, they have now heavy equipment to teach total landscaping and before I forget again, Mr. Callahan's spring flower thing will be coming up. I'll let you know on my website. But
thank you.
No, I don't have a choice. The Polish princesses were going out and get plants. So before we go, I do want to thank you for finally. After all these years coming on, you're an asset to this city. Your contributions will be long remembered when you retire. And for the people out there, be thankful for the school system we have. It'll be great. It is great. It always has been great. And for people my age that went to PHS and North Junior High and South Junior High, very appropriately named. Just remember, the world's changed quite a bit, quite a bit. And these are my notes. I keep them on here because we don't use paper anymore. Be well, be strong. I wish everyone a wonderful summer. And I think we are fortunate to live in the Berkshires, and we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves. Just saying. Tammy, best of everything.
Thank you so much.
Have a great summer.
Thank
you. All the students and teachers, I have one more Taconic appearance in May, and I've now got a guest in line. Miss Gage gave me that. Be well, folks, and remember, God bless, have a great life, and put a smile on your face. It's easier to smile than it is to frown. Smiling doesn't give you as many wrinkles. Be well, take care.
And we'll go with the flow.